This is Tattva Darshan, June 10th, 2010. Very interesting question. That it seems that many people in the world have good qualities, and they're also praised for their good deeds. They get medals and Nobel Peace Prizes. So why is it that Prabhupada often condemns the modern leaders of the world? He calls them, usually his favorite word is rascals, rascal politicians, rascal scientists. Why does he often say that they're animals? Dwi parupashu, dwi pad, dwi parupashu, pashu animal, dwi pad, two-legged, 2 feet, two-legged animals. So it doesn't seem fair. Someone may argue, and you're asking that question, how can Prabhupada call the prime ministers and presidents and the so-called illustrious leaders of the modern nations, how can Prabhupada pass them all off as animals? Prabhupada is a Bhagavat, a Mahabhagavat. The answer is he sees the world on the basis of Shastra. He sees reality on the basis of the scriptures. Shastra Chakshush. Prabhupada lives the Bhagavatam. He teaches the Bhagavatam. He's a walking Bhagavatam. And he was saying, Prabhupada, he has all rights to claim that the so-called leaders are just animals. And the smaller animals get together and elect a big animal. And the basis of his presentation is, of course, the Bhagavatam. His whole worldview, his whole mindset, his way of thinking, feeling, and willing, and Prabhupada's way of thinking, feeling, willing, and Prabhupada's way of acting and understanding, perceiving, and describing the material world is based on the version of the Bhagavatam. So in the Bhagavatam, in the second canto, very famous verse, it talks about 4 human animals. So this, you could say this Tattva Darshan is titled 4 Human Animals. This is Canto 2, Chapter 3, verse number 19, which is very famous, describing the modern animals that are running the world. Shwa vid varahoshtrakare samstuta purusha pashu nayat karna pato peto jatu nama gadadgraja. Men who are like dogs, shwa, hogs, vitvaraha, camels, ustra, and asses, kara. They praise other men, or those men, who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the destroyer of evils. Well, this is the basis why Prabhupada says that when all these men are glorifying each other, glorifying the politicians, giving them Nobel Peace Prizes and Padma Shri Award. In India, they give the Padma Shri Award for excellence in music or excellence in social welfare or humanitarian work. Manu Seva. If someone does some good deeds in the society or to benefit the people of India, then he's awarded some prize, Padma Shri Award, and some monetary remuneration, some money, and some honor and distinction, some trophy or whatever. Samstuta purusha pashu. So these animals, they glorify other animals. Samstuta, the choice words. So they praise them. But these men that they're praising, these leaders of the world, they have no interest in Harikatha. And hearing about Krishna is actually the only purpose of human life. So he's, Jiva Goswami comments, even if some human being or Purusha is a great leader, a prime minister, a president, He's still only a big animal. Prabhupada comments in this verse, our business of spreading Krishna consciousness is a very thankless task. We say that any man who is not a devotee is a rascal. The word rascal is a very harsh word, but we have to use it. As soon as we see that someone is not a devotee of Krishna, then he is a rascal. Then you challenge. How can we say that? He is not my enemy. I'm not saying that because he's my enemy, but we have to say so because it's stated by Krishna. If we are really Krishna conscious, then our business is to repeat the words of Krishna. That's all. A person without God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, says Prabhupada, this is a lecture from London, and he's, I suppose he's speaking on the Bhagavatam. This is a lecture on Bhagavad Gita, 120, July 17th, 1973. Prabhupada is saying, of course he's remembering this verse we just mentioned from the Bhagavatam, Shwavid Vrahoshtrakarai, about the dogs and pigs, camels and asses. And Prabhupada saying in his lecture in London, 1973, if someone is not Krishna conscious, then he's no better than a dog and a hog. That's all. This is our conclusion. We don't give any formal respect. Of course, we have to give because we are in this world. But in our hearts, at our heart level, within our hearts, we cannot really give respect to a person who has no regard or interest or sense of Krishna consciousness. We cannot give. Because who is going to give any respect to dogs and hogs? Shwavidvrahoshtrakare samstuta purusha pashu. Jiva Goswami says in this verse, if somebody says that this is Mr. Such and Such and Dr. Such and Such, he is respected by so many people and won so many awards and acknowledgments in the society. And you are saying he's a rascal? What is this? So Jiva Goswami says, quote, this man who is so much respected, but who's respecting him? He's respected by whom? He's respected by this type of people. He's respected by these four kinds of animal men. Dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Therefore, he is a big pashu, animal. Prabhupada says in another lecture in Los Angeles, 15th September 72, what does it mean to be a leader, a prime minister, or a president, or a mayor, or governor, or CM? It means that he won the votes. He was voted by some hogs, by some dogs and some camels and some asses. This is a position of modern society. There are many, for example, there are many dogs in this Los Angeles. So if they are called in to vote, all right, listen, dogs, come to the voting polls. We want you to cast your vote. Now we are taking vote for this and for that. Then what is the value of that election? Is there any value? So actually, they are simply collecting votes from dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Prabhupada's words and the words of Bhagavatam, which this verse from the second canto, chapter 3, verse 19, is the words of Shonaka Rishi, they seem very strong and harsh. But it's very difficult to disagree with Prabhupada and the Bhagavatam if one seriously examines the world affairs today. Who but an animal would engage in such cruel, indiscriminate violence as abortion, terrorism, economic exploitation, and the manufacture of nuclear, biological, and chemical weaponry, and the mass slaughter of innocent, dependent, helpless cows and other creatures? each of the specific animals which Shonaka compares such persons, these four animal men, dog men, hog men, camel men, and ass men, each of these animals has specific qualities. And that's why he chooses these four particular animals to state his point about the modern leaders or the modern human beings who refuse to hear about Krishna. They fall in these four categories. Let's examine the shwa, the dog. The nature of a dog is he must beg for scraps of food from his master. The Prabhupada compares the university students to shwa, or dogs. He says, his purport here, modern university education prepares the student to acquire the mentality of a dog, by which he has to accept the service of a greater master. After finishing his so-called college education or higher education, the so-called educated person moves like a dog from door to door, business to business, factory to factory, store to store, with applications for some service. And mostly they are driven away, informed by the employers or told by the various business establishments that there is no vacancy. Now the second animal is compared here is vidvaraha. Vraha means hog or pig or boar, and vid means stool, stool-eating pig. So the nature of a hog is that they eat anything, even to the extent of relishing quite excitingly stool. So they are condemned for their indiscriminate eating. So Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavata, in the Gita, chapter 9, verse 26, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam, he says that human beings are expected, or they should, or they're supposed to, eat the remnants of food which is first offered to the Supreme Lord in sacrifice. And what type of food does the Lord accept? He accepts categories of food from leaves, flowers, fruits, etc. But the Vedas do not allow any animals to be offered to Krishna. Therefore, a human is meant to eat specific food. He should not imitate the carnivores and the ferocious animals of the jungle to derive what he thinks are his necessary RDA, recommended daily amounts of vitamins or vitamin value. Therefore, a person who eats indiscriminately and food which is prohibited for the human being, his eating is compared, he is compared to a hog. Now take the hostra, or the ustra. Ustra means camel. We have ustra asan in yoga, where you kneel down and bend back. Somehow that's the ustra asan. Now the nature of a camel is that he likes to reach his long neck up to the top of the babul trees lining the roads of Rajasthan and UP. And he nibbles on the little twigs and leaves there. And when he nibbles and bites off some of those branches and twigs of the babul tree, he gets so many thorns that are part and parcel of the babul tree, babul thorns, katan. And he starts munching and crunching on all those leaves and twigs and sticks. And those thorns that are lining those sticks, they start cutting the insides of his lips and his face, and that starts bleeding. And when that salty blood mixes with the dried wood, he gets a certain taste. And the camel is thinking, oh, this is very nice. This is like rasgulla. This is like cheese sabji, tomato cheese sabji. Very nice. Babul sticks mixed with thorns and leaves which are cutting and bleeding my gums, and I'm mixing that together. So camels are condemned for or relishing the taste of their own blood. Now this is compared to the modern womanizers and sex mongers. The central point of attraction for material enjoyment is sex life. In the process of enjoying sex life, one is actually losing his own blood in the form of semen. So to enjoy sex life means to suck one's own blood. There's not much more to be explained in this connection. The camel also sucks its own blood while chewing thorny twigs, cuts the tongue of the camel, and blood flows within his mouth. And he thinks that this is great pleasure, this thorn-eating business. That's very false pleasure. Similarly, the great business magnates and industrialists who work very hard by different means and ways and questionable means, they eat the thorny results of their actions mixed with their own blood. And finally, Shonaka Rishi compares the human beings to the fourth animal man is Kara, which means ass, donkey. They're famous for being foolish, the stupid ass, foolish ass, foolishness. Prabhupada says he's celebrated as the greatest fool, even among the animals. He works so hard to carry heavy bundles of heavy loads of sticks or dirt or laundry or anything. The maximum weight without making any profit for itself. And another special qualification of the ass is that when he approaches his wife for sex life, then he comes up behind her, then she steps forward and kicks him right in the face with her hind legs. Boom! He's kicked by the opposite sex. He's very accustomed to that. When he asks, begs for sex, he's kicked by the fair sex. Yet he still follows the female here and there, hoping to get sex pleasure. A modern husband or a henpecked man is compared to the ass. He may work very diligently in a factory, working hard all day and night, like a poor laborer. And when he comes home to enjoy with his wife, he often gets kicked, even when he approaches her for sex enjoyment, or rejected or denied, and so many household affairs also kick him. And therefore, the world is overrun with all of these wonderful animals. And therefore, Prabhupada said the world is full of animals. Dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. But human life is meant for artadam, dharmart kamoksha. Earning values, attaining wealth, some prosperity. We can actually get real value from the human form of life. And what is the greatest wealth in life, or the greatest value, is to attain love of God and to leave this cycle of samsara, repeated birth and death in the land of misery, and go back home, back to Godhead. However, if we have greed or selfishness, as most people do, we should be greedy to go back to Godhead. Just like the ass we mentioned, he works very hard for the benefit of others. So people are doing the same thing, working very hard in factories for the benefit of others, laboring like asses, and all they get is a few paisa, and the boss gets crores. So we're working very hard, but for no result. A person who works very hard for others, forgetting his personal interest, which is self-realization, going to the spiritual world. This is, if he forgets that, which is available only in the human form of life, then he's just like an ass. The Brahma Vaivart Puran says that human life is so important that even demigods in higher planets are aspiring for birth, manush janma, human body on the earth, because in the human body only one can easily go back to Godhead. If one attains such a valuable and rare form as a human being, and he doesn't establish his lost eternal relation with Govinda, Lord Krishna, he is certainly fool number one and a big rascal, a big dog, hog, camel, and ass. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.